Okay, so this is an old version of KDP Wizard. You can see we've got the manifest file and we've got a load of folders here containing our content scripts, CSS, HTML, images, etc., etc. So I obviously wanted to protect the code that was in these content scripts while still passing Google's checks for malicious code. So I used a couple of node modules to basically obfuscate the content scripts and put them into a folder called content scripts ugly. So I was using a node module called uglify.js, it would obfuscate them, and then I was placing them into this content scripts ugly folder. I've just cleared this folder out, and in a minute we'll run the uglify and it will take all the scripts with the full code, and then it will obfuscate them, minify them, and put them into this content scripts ugly folder. So I'm not going to go into how to set up node because it's beyond the scope of what we're talking about here, but I will show you the gulp file and talk through what it is that we're doing in each step here. So we're saying which node modules we require at the top. We get our minifier together here, and then we've basically got two tasks. So this first one, compress, does the obfuscation and minification of these files. And then this second one, zip, is actually going to zip up all the files and folders that we need and create a zip file in this .chrome store folder here. So I'll show you each of these steps in action now. So this compress script does various things, minifies various files and folders here. So if I run that build task, and I do have keyboard shortcuts for this, but I'm just showing you where to find it, I would do a gulp compress. You can see this executing. We should see this content scripts ugly. Yeah, the files are dropping in there. So I'll show you what a file looks like pre-obfuscation and minification and afterwards. So this is a content script to run on Barnes & Noble. I don't think I'm giving away any product secrets here, but let's just have a look at this function. So it's fairly clear what it's doing in here. This code's a little bit old, actually. We're still using var at that point. But let's have a look at the setbook details, authors, and contributors function in the uglified and minified script. Well, it doesn't look that great to try and figure out what that is actually doing. But if we prettify this, so if I just put in a space somewhere, and then we look at that same function that's been uglified and minified, it's still readable, so Google can still read it, but with all these variables down here, it becomes pretty tricky to try and decipher what's actually going on. And there are various options to this uglify, so you can actually change the function names as well and take it to the next level, but whenever I tried to go too far with the options, the actual Chrome extension itself stopped working properly. And that's the last thing that we need, really. So we'll talk more about obfuscation and minification later on in the course. But for the time being, that's a simple method that you can use to obfuscate and minify your code. Next up, let's have a look at this zip gulp task. So all these are saying, do not include anything with a zip in it. Don't include the Chrome Store folder or the app folder or the content scripts folder. We're just leaving in there the things like content scripts ugly and app ugly. And then all we do for a new release will be to increment the release number. So it's going to do a zip command, create us a zip file called kdpwizard4.1.2.zip and put that in the .chrome store folder. So if I do Control Shift Z on my keyboard, that automatically kicks off the zip task down here and it's already done it. So we'll have a look inside here. So 4.11 should have been the next one, actually, but there you go. Let's reveal that in Explorer, and there it is. So if we then extract that out to see what's in there, a second to extract, have a look inside the folder. We've just got the ugly folders in here and all our well-named variables and nice formatting have all gone and been replaced by the obfuscated minified versions. Okay, so that would be what I would class as a medium level development and release framework. And in the next lesson, we'll have a look at something more advanced than this. But obviously, you can use whatever you're comfortable with. This was enough for me. But if it works for you, then I'm sure it'd be absolutely fine. All right, so I'll see you in the next lesson.